Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Our Merciful God, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 7 through 10. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Then said I unto them, Cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourself with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathens, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. We serve a merciful God, who does not always give us what we deserve, but sometimes spares us from the consequences of our actions. I'm not sure how many of us realize that sometimes God does not punish us because he does not want his good name to be tarnished by the actions that he takes against us. So, when we receive an ease from the consequences of our transgressions, instead of holding up our heads and testifying about ourselves, we should bow on our knees and thank the Lord for being such a merciful God to us. Many times, the relief that we receive from God has nothing to do with us. Instead, this relief has everything to do with maintaining the good name of the Lord. Let us take a few minutes to examine one of the reasons why the Lord did not punish the children of Israel when they were in Egypt, but released them to the bondage and took them into the wilderness. This is the reason recorded in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 7 tonight. The word of the Lord said, and I read again. Then said I unto them, Cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes, and defile not yourself with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me, and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. But then I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake that it would not be polluted before the heathens among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore, I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. Here we see the Lord saying that the main reason why the children of Israel were released from Egyptian slavery was because he did not want to pollute his good name before the heathen. Here is a very important lesson for those of us who have given our hearts to Jesus. At the end of the day, we must make sure that the actions we take against those who have offended us does not bring into disrepute our positive witness for the Lord. God expects us to do everything in our power to protect our positive witness about him. That's one of the reasons why the Bible says that we should not take our brother or our sister to the law courts. Look at what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 48. And I quote, If you have a legal dispute against such matters, why go to outside judges who are not respected by the church? I am saying this to shame you. Isn't there anyone in all the church who is wise enough to decide these matters? But instead, one believer sues another right in front of unbelievers. Even to have such lawsuits with one another is a defeat for you. Why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourselves be cheated? Instead, you yourselves are the ones who do wrong and cheat even your fellow brothers. At the end of the day, in the same way that God showed the children of Israel mercy so that he could protect his good name and his witness among the heathens, God expects us to show mercy to those who deserve to be punished, so that our witness of God's love and mercy can remain a positive one before unbelievers. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, "The wonderful deliverance which God wrought for them, notwithstanding, though they forfeited their favor while it was in the bestowing, and when God would have healed them, then their iniquity was discovered. Yet mercy rejoiced against judgment, and God did what he designed purely for his own name's sake." Verse 9. "When nothing in us will furnish him a reason for his favor, he furnishes himself with one. God made himself known to them in the sight of the heathen when he ordered Moses publicly to say to Pharaoh, 'Israel is my son, my firstborn. Let him go, that they may serve me.' Now, if he had let them to perish for their wickedness as they deserve, the Egyptians would have reflected upon him for it, and his name would have been polluted, which ought to be sanctified, and shall be so. Note, the church is secure, even when it is corrupt, because God will secure his own honor." End of quote. I pray that we will continue to surrender every area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that he can help us to always take the right actions that will ensure that our witness is always positive before unbelievers. Let us pray. Father, what a message. What a word. What a timely reminder. Sometimes you spare us, Lord, because of your weakness. You want us to do the same, Lord, to look at our weakness and what our witness is about you. Help this message to soak in today, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.